Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. New York. We all love New York. Are we opening up? Well, we beat COVID. That's the good news. What is it going to take to beat the crime in the subways, beat the crime in the streets, and when are the corporations bringing their people back? With us today is Kathy Wild. She's the CEO of the New York City Partnership. That has hundreds of corporate members in New York City. Good morning, Kathy Wild. How are you today?
Good morning, John. I'm well, thank you.
New York. I mean, it's early March. Are we going to open up New York?
We think so. We think this time it's real. You know, we've had a couple of false starts. First, we thought people were coming back after Labor Day in 2020. Then it was the end of the year. Then it was this year. And so finally, it looks like by the end of March, we'll have at least 50% of the office workers back in the office every day, and we'll continue to build from there. There'll be a little fall off in July and August when people take their summer vacation, but by Labor Day 2022, we should be back.
Well, I look forward to it. Me and you, we both love New York, and we love the way our lifestyle is going. One of the biggest problems, we licked COVID, like I said before, crime in subways, crime in the streets in New York, and Eric Adams, Mayor Eric Adams, we both support him. When he went to Albany, they told him to pound sand. Can we put up enough pressure in Albany to let them know that we want New York the way we want New York to be? There's 8.5 million people in New York City and 3,000 criminals. Let's handcuff the 3,000 criminals, not our police department. What say you?
Well, certainly health is no longer the primary concern that New Yorkers are facing. It is public safety, and that includes crime, but it's not just gun violence. We're talking about just a general deterioration in the feeling that we are safe walking the streets, riding the subways, safe from disease, and safe from harassment, from assault, and worse.
I understood. Do you think that the message is, you know, the state assembly and the state senate are getting to be so strong where they can override the governor and the mayor depends on them for funding. And the governor fears them, in my opinion. Now, do you think that the state assembly members and the state senate members are getting the message that New Yorkers, all they want, it's violent crimes that everybody's worried about and not necessarily small, inert crimes? You know,
if they are not getting the message, John, they have to be deaf, because people are absolutely outraged that we've allowed our city to deteriorate to the point that we have. That's why Mayor Adams was elected, to restore a sense of law and order, to make sure that we have. Definitely, we want a fair criminal justice system, and we want to support the reforms that are necessary to achieve that. We don't want people going to jail because they're poor and can't pay bail. We don't want people going to jail because they're sick and need mental health treatment. But we want people to behave themselves. And if they don't, we want the appropriate remedies. And for some reason, we haven't yet got that right. I think the legislature is going to figure that out. How do we get a fair balance? We seem to have made some mistakes, both in legislation and in implementation on some of these policies. I'm most concerned hearing from the prosecutors, the district attorneys, that their cases are dismissed on technicalities under the law that was passed regarding submission of evidence to defense attorneys. So there's a lot that needs to be fixed. It's not complicated. There are solutions. New Jersey has a much better system that's been working for a number of years that's more fair to those who are accused, but is protecting the public at the same time. Nowhere is this situation more serious than in mass transit, in our subways. So we've got to make sure that we get those issues addressed. We can't wait till next year. We should do it this year.
Kathy Wiles, Chairman and CEO of the New York City Partnership. We stand side by side along with many other New Yorkers that want to bring New York back to being the greatest city in the world. Thank you for what you do, and God bless you, and God bless New York.
Thank you, John.